Western Australia remains all but COVID-free, but health workers there are watching the rest of the country anxiously. The Nurses Union is today pleading with the WA government to delay the state's reopening by at least a month, warning the system is nowhere near ready. Isabel Massali reports.
It's less than a month until WA's hard border is due to come down, but nurses fear the health system won't cope when the COVID holiday ends. Mark Olson is the State Secretary for the Nurses Federation.
We're not saying don't open the border. We're simply saying give us more time to get ready so that we don't have the catastrophes that we're starting to see unfold in New South Wales. Even if Omicron is less severe, even if it's like 50% less severe, if you've got 50 times more cases or 10 times more cases, then we're going to be even more clogged up in our emergency departments than we would have been with Delta. Nobody ever thought what happens when the border comes down. Maybe they thought vaccination itself was going to be the silver bullet.
The Federation's survey of more than 3,000 nurses has found 80% don't want the WA border to open on February 5. They're asking for one more month, or preferably more, to prepare, warning hospitals are understaffed as it is, and both healthcare workers and the public need more education. Mark Olson is also warning the government's modelling on the reopening date was done before Omicron.
We clearly have the capacity to delay the opening of the border, and we should use that capacity to prepare the public and the private and the aged care system. It's clear to me from reading these thousands of emails that nobody really has any idea just at this moment what they're going to do to accommodate the surge in COVID cases that hit our hospitals.
Acting Premier and former Health Minister Roger Cook today fronted the media to announce mask wearing will be scrapped in most settings tonight, with the latest concerning but small outbreak seemingly under control. When asked how WA will handle the ultimate outbreak test, he stuck to the original reopening date.
In relation to the 5th of February, that's the date we are working to. That's the date everyone is working to. Obviously, we continue to be advised, and there's a few weeks to go yet, and one of the great opportunities that Western Australia is afforded by delaying our opening is that we can see how this is impacting on other states. We do know that high vaccination rates has a significant positive impact. We do know that we need to continue to make sure that our hospitals have got the resources and the staff that they need to be able to respond.
He says Omicron modelling is still being developed by WA Health, and in the meantime, he's urged the public to get their booster shots. WA is also closely watching the rollout of rapid antigen tests in other states. Despite recently announcing that RATs will become legal from next week, a set of guidelines on their use is still being developed, and chemists are left ordering but waiting. WA Chief Health Officer Andrew Robertson.
There was a question raised about tracking of rat testing, for example, and how I think in Victoria they've introduced reporting of home rat testing. So we are in the process of developing that process. So, when we go live on the 5th of February, that will be well and truly in place, and so people will be able to report if they have a positive or a negative.
Perth pharmacist Jared Sinclair says while WA residents still don't know how rat tests will be used next month, there's huge demand for a product that doesn't exist yet.
Most of the phone calls at the moment we receive are related to rapid antigen tests and booster shots. Probably get at least one or two an hour. A few of our suppliers have said it's probably mid-January before we're likely to see any of them. I personally think it's just a case of people wanting to be prepared. No different to people buying, masks, hand sanitizer.
That was Perth pharmacist Jared Sinclair ending Isabel Massali's report.